Voice of Liberty on 90.7 FM Radio Free Canton with your host Tyrone Semper. It Can't Happen Here by Representative Ron Paul. In 2002, I asked my House colleagues a rhetorical question with regard to the onslaught of government growth in the post-September 11th era. Is America becoming a police state? The question is no longer rhetorical. We are not yet living in a total police state, but it is fast approaching. The seeds of future tyranny have been sown, and many of our basic protections against government have been undermined. The atmosphere since 2001 has permitted Congress to create whole new departments and agencies that purport to make us safer, always at the expense of our liberty. But security and liberty go hand in hand. Members of Congress, like too many Americans, don't understand that a society with no constraints on its government cannot be secure. History proves that societies crumble when their governments become more powerful than the people and private institutions. Unfortunately, the new intelligence bill passed by Congress 2 weeks ago moves us closer to an encroaching police state by imposing the precursor of a full-fledged national ID card. Within 2 years, every American will need a conforming ID to deal with any federal agency, including the TSA at the airport.
This first poem is called ID. Sort of a conversation. I've never had a lot of anger toward cops, but the other day I did. I was on lunch break. I drove to a parking lot to take a quick nap. Next thing I know, the sheriff is knocking on my window with his billy club. Wants my license. I thought, man, this is a police state when you can't even take a nap in your own car. They are too much about on the ze papers. Not the Germans. It will only stop when 6 out of 10 of us on the street understand who they are and how the Constitution can be used to limit the power of the governors, be it police or otherwise, using juries.
Undoubtedly, many Americans and members of Congress don't believe America is becoming a police state, which is reasonable enough. They associate the phrase with highly visible symbols of authoritarianism, like military patrols, martial law, and summary executions. But we ought to be concerned that we have laid the foundation for tyranny by making the public more docile, more accustomed to government bullying, and more accepting of arbitrary authority, all in the name of security. Our love of liberty, above all, has been so diminished that we tolerate intrusions into our privacy that would have been abhorred just a few years ago. We tolerate inconveniences and infringements upon our liberties in a manner that reflects poorly on our great national character of rugged individualism. American history, at least in part, is a history of people who don't like being told what to do. Yet we are increasingly empowering the federal government and its agents to run our lives. Terror, fear, and crises like 9/11 are used to achieve complacency and obedience, especially when citizens are deluded into believing that they are still a free people. The loss of liberty, we are assured, will be minimal, short-lived, and necessary. Many citizens believe that once the war on terror is over, restrictions on the liberties will be reversed. But this war is undeclared and open-ended, with no precise enemy and no expressly stated final goal. Terrorism will never be eradicated completely. Does this mean future presidents will assert extraordinary war powers indefinitely? Washington, D.C. provides a vivid illustration of what our future might look like. Visitors to Capitol Hill encounter police barricades, metal detectors, paramilitary officers carrying fully automatic rifles, police dogs, ID checks, and vehicle stops. The people are totally disarmed, and only the police and criminals have guns. Surveillance cameras are everywhere, monitoring street activity, subway travel, parks, and federal buildings. There's not much evidence of an open society in Washington, D.C., yet most folks do not complain. Anything goes, if it's a government, provided safety and security. After all, proponents argue, the government is doing all this to catch the bad guys. If you don't have anything to hide, they ask, what are you so afraid of? The answer is that I'm afraid of losing the last vestiges of privacy that a free society should hold dear. I'm afraid of creating a society where the burden is on citizens to prove their innocence, rather than on government to prove wrongdoing. Most of all, I'm afraid of living in a society where subservient populace surrenders its liberties to an all-powerful government. It may be true that the average Americans do not feel intimidated by the encroachment of the police state. Americans remain tolerant of what they see as mere nuisances because they have been deluded into believing total government supervision is necessary and helpful, and because they enjoy a high level of material comfort. That tolerance may wane, however, as our standard of living falls due to spiraling debt, endless deficit spending at home and abroad, a declining fiat dollar, inflation, higher interest rates, and failing entitlement programs. At that point, attitudes towards omnipotent government may change, but the trend toward authoritarianism will be difficult to reverse. Those who believe a police state can't happen here are poor students of history. Every government, democracy or not, is capable of tyranny. We must understand this if we hope to remain a free people. December 21st, 2004. Dr. Ron Paul is a Republican member of the Congress from Texas. You have been listening to the Voice of Liberty on 90.7 FM Radio Free Canton with your host, Tyrone Semper. Funny Candy Company License Number.
Bill of Rights Amendment 1.
I think what will happen is we'll discover people who will tell us where to go find
it. 90.7.
You're not going to find it simply in a house-to-house search. You're going to
90.7.
Find it when people start to talk to you.
It is not like a treasure hunt where you just
frequency
run around looking everywhere hoping you find something. I just don't think that's going to happen. Inspectors didn't find anything.
Erratic, eclectic.
And I doubt that we will.
Are people going to find out the truth? And the truth will say that this intelligence is good intelligence, no doubt in my mind.
What we will do is find the people who will tell us. There are a lot of people who lie and get away with it, and that's just a fact.
Is U.S. credibility on the line?
Over 90.7 FM in Canton, Ohio.
I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Funny Candy Company License Number.
Bill of Rights Amendment 1.